Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
Happy weekend to you. Another weekend of Focus on Community. I'm Frank Rush. Nice to have you along. This weekend, we're being joined by somebody who you're really going to want to listen to, because if you have taste buds at all, this is somebody you want to talk about. Katie Doss with the Girl Scouts is here. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
You are the official cookie person.
I am the official cookie person. Everybody's always happy to see me.
Yeah, pretty much. So Girl Scout cookie time is officially here.
It's officially here. Girl Scout cookie season has officially kicked off. It kicked off in early January, and it will go through mid-March. So make sure to stock up on all your cookies, all your Thin Mints, put them in the freezer, whatever you need to do.
Girl Scout cookies have been around almost as long as cookies.
Technically, Girl Scout cookie program has been around since almost like 1917, something crazy, a long time.
Yeah, and through the years, the cookies have changed.
They've changed, and we have a new cookie this year.
Yeah.
They're called the Lemon Ups. They're kind of like this crispy, zesty lemon cookie with a thin layer of icing on the bottom. Each cookie is baked with an inspiring message on top. Things like, I am a go-getter, I am an innovator, really kind of brings the messaging of Girl Scouts to life and inspires people who are eating them. It's kind of like those conversation hearts for Valentine's Day. It's just a little bit, inspirational message.
Do you have one that says, I'm a cookie addict?
They should. They definitely should.
Now, you put those on the Thin Mints. I think that's probably it, yeah. Which is kind of, you've already got a lemon cookie, though.
This was replacing this one.
Oh, okay.
So the new Lemon Ups will be replacing the Savannah Smiles, if you remember those.
Yeah.
I like the Lemon Ups. They're not quite as sweet. I feel like the Savannah Smiles were like kind of cloyingly sweet sometimes with that powdered sugar on the top. This one's a nice dunking cookie and some Prairie Farms milk. It's delicious.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Now, you guys have how many different kind of flavors?
With the Lemon Ups, we have 8 total.
Wow.
So your Thin Mints, your Samoas, your Tagalongs, everybody's favorites are still back. They are $5 a box, so get them all while they last.
And of course, that leads us right into why you sell the cookies to begin with. And that's to support the organization, which, like you said, has been around forever and a day anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And this is supporting that in a lot of different ways.
It is. So 100% of the net proceeds from the cookie sales stay right here in Central Indiana. So that means Girl Scout troops are using that money for things like worldwide travel opportunities, outdoor adventures, things like going to our climbing wall, our zip lines, our going to camp in the summer. They're also using that to go to programming for our STEM programs. Science, technology, engineering, and math, as well as community service projects. They're using that money right here in your local area to be able to help local communities.
And when you talk about the different projects, now, where do they come from? You've got the badges and stuff, too. Is that how they eventually determine what they're going to do? Where do they get the ideas for these?
Individual troop leaders will talk to their Girl Scouts and figure out what they're interested in and what they'd like to do. The Girl Scout cookie program specifically kind of has these 5 skills that we like to say that girls learn: goal setting, decision making, money management, people skills, and business ethics. Those are 5 skills that, even adults sometimes struggle with. money management, people skills, those are hard. But these young girls are learning these important skills at such a young age that will only help them throughout the rest of their lives.
And they start out at what age?
Kindergarten is our youngest, our daisies, and they go all the way to our ambassadors as a senior in high school. So you can go all the way from kindergarten through high school to learn all these amazing opportunities.
Now, of course, struggling to stay relevant in today's day and age with technology and everything, that's something that Girl Scouts is doing.
We are. STEM is, a huge part of our pillars of our organization. Also with the cookie program, we specifically have something called the Digital Cookie Platform. So what it is each girl can kind of create her own website. Take that URL, that link, send it to, say she has a grandma who lives in Florida. A Girl Scout here in Central Indiana can send that link from her digital cookie platform to grandma in Florida. Grandma can then order, pay for it, and have it shipped to her directly in Florida. But the girl here in Central Indiana will keep that money and keep the proceeds. So what it is like, this is the 21st century. Our girls, digital is their native space. They're used to it. This is what they've been doing for their whole life. So kind of being able to sell cookies in a digital way is such an amazing opportunity for them.
And something that they feel very at home and comfortable with.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a perfect opportunity for them.
We've come a long way from basically a campfire in a tent.
We still have, amazing outdoor opportunities. Girls still go to camp in the summer and they love it. All the Girl Scouts talk about how excited they are for camp in the summer. And a lot of them use their cookie money to go to camp in the summer. Last year, Girl Scouts here in Central Indiana troops raised more than $2 million just from the cookie program. So they use those for, going to those outdoor adventures, going to those camps in the summer as well.
Are they Wi-Fi free?
They try to be, yes.
They try to be, yeah. Okay, well, yeah, if they do any of that at all, more power to them. And as we talk about the different girls, this is for a lot of girls that, you know, have sisters, this is a family thing for them too. You know, I mean, if one does it, they usually follows through the family.
They do. And a lot of, you know, parents will get involved in, well, a lot of parents become troop leaders. We talk to a lot of people who are troop leaders because their daughter is in their troop. So it's something that the whole family can get around. It's something that the whole family helps with. The cookie program is such an amazing opportunity for everybody in the family to just kind of get involved and help out.
You know, you talk about the different things that they learn on this too. Just being out there and actually running a little business, a micro business on their own, selling the cookies is a very educational experience for them.
It is. The cookie program is the largest women-led entrepreneurial program in the entire world. The cookie program is. So it's something that, you know, everybody knows, and it has such a huge impact in local communities as well.
This is a big deal.
And
when I say that, I mean it because we're not talking the fact that you sell a couple dozen boxes of cookies. You know, the girls go out and they sell to 10 people and then it's over and done with. For some of these girls, they're really running a mini corporation here.
I mean, some of these girls sell thousands of boxes of cookies per cookie season.
Yeah. And so they're really learning how the business world works. And in this day and age, that's quite an education.
It is. I mean, research shows that 17% research shows that women-led startups make more money over time and per dollar than male-founded startups, but only 17% of current startups are female-founded. So when people are buying those boxes of cookies, they're giving these girls this experience that they can use to then eventually maybe, you know, start their own business when they get out of college. So it's something that they're really learning these important skills that they wouldn't learn anywhere else.
Over the past years, things have changed a little bit. It used to be that the Girl Scouts would go door to door and you get a little peck on the door and they're like, hey, you want to buy some cookies? And it's all good. And they make the order. And then, I don't know, a month later, they come back and there they are. But nowadays, yeah, you may see that in where you work at that, hey, my girl's selling cookies, and you may get that. But nowadays, you guys are set up at some major retailers in the area, sometimes every day of the week, or at least on weekends for sure, so you can sell right there on the spot.
That's right. So cookie season is, you know, about 2 months, give or take. The first month is kind of those door-to-door sales, those orders. Troops get together and kind of get their game plan together. They'll go to their family and friends and take orders. And then about 2 weeks after cookie season starts is when we have the big semi-trucks full of cookies. Just last week in the Terre Haute area, about 74,000 boxes of Girl Scout cookies were delivered for this area.
Holy cow.
Yeah, a whole like huge semi full of trucks were in the Walmart parking lot, and troop leaders were out there getting their boxes to be delivered. And then starting on Valentine's Day this year, actually, is when Girl Scouts will be outside of your local retail organizations, your grocery stores, your Walmart, selling those boxes and really learning, you know, some of those other skills, those people skills, especially going up to strangers in a safe environment is hard to do for girls. I mean, imagine talking to people you don't know and be like, yeah, hey, would you buy a box of Girl Scout cookies? So it's something that they learn. And then cookie season will go through mid-March. So make sure to stock up.
Now, I know I'll put you a little bit on the spot. I know Walmart, Kroger. I believe I've seen them at Rural King here locally. Are there any other businesses that are partners of yours that you want to give a plug to that you can think of offhand? And like I said, I put you on the spot on this. And it's hard to remember them all because there's so many.
Because there are so many, we don't like to talk about any like specific ones. We don't want to like call out one troop or the other. So what we do is actually we have a free app that you can download. It's called our Cookie Finder app. Download it free for iOS and Android phones. What that will do is you can type in your zip code as soon as booth season starts off here on Valentine's Day, mid-February. Type in your zip code. It will tell you the closest date, time, and location for your nearest booth sale that's closest to you. And you can go get those cookies right then.
Now, you know, you can sit there and you can complain about technology all you want, but I'm sorry, when there's an app that will point you toward cookies.
That's, you know, we've gone digital here at the Girl Scouts.
Well, but you just think about that. An app that will point you toward cookies. Can you think of a better use for technology?
No, and it's free. I mean, you know, what more could you want in life?
Yeah, yeah. Now, you talk about the cookies and how many boxes there are here in this area. Just out of curiosity, where are they made at? I mean, cookies have to get made somewhere, and they're not being made in somebody's kitchen somewhere.
No, not anymore. So we currently have two licensed bakers that are licensed by Girl Scouts USA to bake these Girl Scout cookies. Girl Scouts of Central Indiana, our council gets our cookies from a place called Little Brownie Bakers. They're located in Louisville, Kentucky. So all of our cookies come from Little Brownie Baker in Kentucky.
Really?
So they ship them up from Kentucky, and we keep them in a warehouse for a little bit while everybody's getting everything, you know, situated. They figure out how many boxes they need, and then those big semis will take them and kind of distribute them throughout central Indiana. We have about 45 counties in our council, so they go through all 45 counties.
Holy cow. Now, you mentioned, of course, you know, that you've got a new cookie this year. And then there's the favorites that have been there forever and a day.
Of course, your Thin Mints, your Samoas, your Tagalongs. Everybody's favorites are back.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, but where do you come up with the ideas for the new flavors and cookies? How does that happen?
So it's all the bakeries that come up with these cookie flavors. Every 2 to 3 years, they kind of take stock and figure out what people really like, and they create cookies based on that. So they're ever kind of, you know, evolving and ever changing. But those, you know, those flavors that everybody loves will always be here. Thin Mints will always be here. Samoas will always be here. Tagalongs will always be here. Those are the Do-Si-Dos will always be here. Those are the ones that everybody loves. But just every once in a while, they come up with new flavors. 2 to 3 years ago, we had the Girl Scout S'mores that are new. A couple years before that, we had the Toffee-Tastics, which are our gluten-free options for people who are gluten-free. So they just kind of come up, you know, they see what people are interested in. They see what people want to try, and they create those cookies.
Yeah, if you ever decided to drop Thin Mints, you'd probably get run out of the country.
We would, for sure.
Yeah, and like you said, though, too, you've got new flavors coming, and every now and then you decide to kind of cycle them out. But so obviously, what's Thin Mints? Is that number one? What's number
yes,
one?
Yes, Thin Mints are number one. In my experience that I've seen, Samoas seem to be number two, but Thin Mints are by far everybody's favorite.
Yeah, Samoans, I like them. I'll have to give you that. Yep. So there's always research going on, you know, as to when you might bring, but this is something you don't want to monkey with.
Exactly. I mean, you know, everybody loves their Girl Scout cookies, and we know that. So we know exactly what people like, and we keep those cookies around for sure.
So when you were selling, was Thin Mints your?
I was actually not a Girl Scout. I know, it's crazy. But now that I work for Girl Scouts, I've only been here for actually about a month. But now that I work for the Girl Scouts, I am technically officially a Girl Scout now. I had to become one, and I have my membership pin on and everything. But I was not a Girl Scout when I was younger.
You're going to be a troop leader before this is all over done with. You know that?
No, we have several troop leaders who are, you know, some amazing volunteers who do that. So, no, I will not be a troop leader, but we do have some amazing people.
For folks that maybe want to get their girls involved in this, you guys have different, just with a lot of groups, you have different programs for different ages,
mm-hmm,
right?
Different ages.
So what do they start at? You mentioned, what, the daisies, I guess?
Yeah, we have our daisies, our brownies, our juniors, our cadets, our seniors, and our ambassadors.
Wow.
So those are the six groups that people can go in depending on their age range and what, you know, grades they're going to be in. But yeah, you can be anywhere. You can be a Girl Scout anywhere from kindergarten through, you know, senior in high school.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I didn't know they started that young.
They do. We start that young.
And then, of course, you're always looking for volunteers, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and you don't necessarily have to be a parent of a Girl Scout if you want to get involved in this.
That's right. So we have all the information for volunteers. If you want to join, you know, if you have a girl who's interested in becoming a Girl Scout, we can find all that information on our website, girlscoutsindiana.org. It'll help you kind of find a troop in your area and get everything started on there. So girlscoutsindiana.org.
And if you don't necessarily have the time to be a full-fledged leader, there's always the search for volunteers to come in and show girls different things. I mean, you're talking about the business aspect of selling cookies, and just like with a lot of different programs, if you're an expert in a field or a business, they're looking for volunteers to come in and make little presentations too, and kind of say, hey, here's what we do.
Exactly. We're always looking for community partners. We're always looking for those people who can kind of share their expertise with our girls. So the same thing, you can go onto our website and find a way to contact us, and we will get you in contact with you know, some of our program department as well at girlscoutsindiana.org.
Cookie time is going on now, and of course, let's face it, we're slowly developing into a cashless society, but you guys are making strides as far as you don't necessarily have to have cash to buy cookies when you're out anymore in a lot of cases.
You don't. So if you're getting those cookies from those booth sales outside your local grocery stores and stuff, we do take cards now, thanks to a partnership with First Financial Bank. So you are able to use cards now at any at pretty much all of those booth locations. You can also do through that digital cookie platform that I was talking about earlier. You can, if you're from the area and you want to pay with card, you're able to kind of buy those cookies off of that platform, pay with card, and then select, have it delivered by a girl. So the Girl Scout will then deliver it to you instead of having to pay shipping, but you can use a card on that website as well.
Well, that's cool. So if you go to one of the retail spots and you see those cookies there, and just know that if you want to buy every box that they have at that time,
there are 8 boxes and they are $5 a box.
Whip out the card. Go for it.
Or buy more. We're also doing something pretty crazy this year. We've been doing it for a couple of years now. It's an amazing opportunity. It's our council-wide service project. It's called Operation Cookie Drop. What it is while you're doing those order forms, while you're picking out, you know, 5 boxes of Thin Mints for yourself, you can also decide to donate 5 boxes of Thin Mints or 5 boxes of cookies to our Operation Cookie Drop. What that means is we will take those boxes, donate them to service members who are serving right here in Central Indiana, as well as veterans and first responders. Those police officers, those firefighters who really kind of are putting their lives on the line for us, the least we can do is give them cookies. So we will take those cookies that you donated and then give them to them. Last year, we donated 76,000 boxes of cookies for right here
Holy
in Central
cow.
Indiana.
Yep. Wow. Okay, that's great. And again, how do you do that?
So when you are ordering, you know, from either a Girl Scout or from at the booth sales, there's something on their order form that says, you know, donate to Operation Cookie Drop. Just put how many boxes you'd like to donate. And we will then take those boxes or take that money to buy boxes to then give to the service members.
All your favorites are back. But again, the new cookie this
year. New cookie is called Lemon Up. It's a crispy, zesty lemon cookie with a thin layer of icing on the bottom. Each cookie is baked with an inspiring message on top, and they're really delicious.
When's the cutoff date for cookie time?
March 16th is the very last day of cookie sales, so make sure you get your cookies before then and stock up. You know, if you need like a thin mint freezer, you got to do what you got to do.
You have been warned.
Yep.
You have been warned. So come March, what, 17th?
You're out. March 17th, no more.
Don't complain. You've been told. All right, Katie Dawson with the Girl Scouts. It's Girl Scout cookie time. Thanks for spending some time with us today. And don't forget to check out the app, or just when you see the Girl Scouts out at some of the retail locations around town, buy a box. Or if you have a Girl Scout in your family, make sure you place your order. Thanks a lot for being with us this week. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.